choose life. I choose life. I call heaven and earth as witnesses today against you, that I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore, choose life, that both you and your descendants may live. Deuteronomy 30:19. Our passage today finds us near the end of Moses' earthly life. God has told him that he will soon die, but first gives him the words he is to share with the Israelites. God tells them to choose life. They are told to choose him. Words of joy and sorrow. They are words of warning and words of comfort. God tells them that if they obey him and follow him in all things, they will prosper. Likewise, if they disobey, they can expect that they will have severe trouble and sorrow. The choice is up to them. It might be difficult to imagine choosing to turn from God to worship the gods of the evil cultures around them. God has been faithful, and they have seen amazing evidence of his presence and power. Miracle after miracle has surrounded the Israelites. In eerily similar ways, it is unfathomable that we today have turned from a faithful God and Creator to worship the paltry things that this world has to offer. We see sin and corruption, evil, greed, and horrors of all kinds, and yet embrace them. People are turning away from the goodness of God and away from obeying him everywhere. The warning and promise of blessing remain the same. Obey God and blessings will flow. Disobey God and the punishments will surround. The choice was theirs. The choice is ours. God puts it clearly. Choose life or death. What is your choice? I pray all those reading these words will choose life.